I talked to a guy one time, and I approached him at our church, and I said, hey, I really want to take you out soul winning. You know, have you ever been soul winning? Can I take you out sometime? And he said, well, you know, the problem is I smoke cigarettes. And at the every church I've been in, they had a policy that anybody who smokes can't go soul winning. I'm like, what in the world? Are you serious? I mean, that's so ridiculous to sit there and hinder. Why would you want to add one sin upon another? And look, smoking cigarettes is damaging to your body. It's a stupid use of your money. It's bad for you and everything else. But to sit there and say, well, because I'm living in one sin, then I better not go soul winning. Now you just added another sin.
Right.
You know, at least get out there and go, well, you know, aren't you worried that people won't look right? I've had other people say, and it's going to be an embarrassment and a shame upon your church. Not at all. Not at all, because nobody in this church has a worse reputation than I. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, because here's the thing. I'm not ashamed. I've gone out soul winning with some pretty gnarly looking people, and I'm not ashamed of them at all.
Amen.
Why should I be ashamed that I've got a new believer next to me, that I've got a new babe in Christ that's being trained and taught the things of God? You know what? If I walked into a church and everybody looked all perfect and everybody's all dialed in, that would just tell me they haven't reached anybody lately.
Yeah, right.
And when you have some rough looking people in the church, that shows that people are being reached.
Amen.
You know, and maybe you see people that don't look quite right. Hey, so what?
Right.
I'm not ashamed of them. Why would I be? You know, I'm just, you know, if they're saved and I'm saved. And here's the thing, I've even taken unsaved people out soul winning.